It's Monday, the 11th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The highly anticipated Best of Namibia 2025 Awards will be held on Tuesday, where the country's top businesses and service providers will be announced in a live stream ceremony following a nationwide nomination and voting process. The awards are proudly supported by main sponsors, Fly Namibia, Venture Media, as well as Future Media. So that means you can listen to the winners on all our various radio stations, such as Radio Wave, Omulunga Radio, Fresh FM, Nova 103.5 and 99 FM. Staying with proudly local businesses, Trusco Group Holdings says its founding family has received a private acquisition offer from Cayman Islands-based Feldbridge Holdings. The deal also proposes a 90 million Namibia dollar community development foundation. Deputy CEO Quinton van Rooyen Jr.
Founding family of Trusco Group Holdings received an offer from an entity via the Cayman. The offer encompasses the buyout of the family's entire shareholding position in Trusco. More importantly, also a buyout of all the debt assets that the family owns in Trusco Group Holdings. So where the family is considering the position, it's made them announcements publicly. The offer also included a $250 million capital raise that would be injected into Trusco post the completion of the acquisition. So the family, they will now take some advice from their advisors and see what the implications would be for the broader shareholder group of Trusco, the effects it will have on the other debt holders in the group, but quite an exciting opportunity.
South Africa's taxpayers collectively owe over 500 billion rand to the government. That's according to SARS Deputy Commissioner Johnstone Makubu. Speaking at a tax conference in Boksburg, Makubu highlighted the urgent need to boost domestic revenue collection, adopt digital tools like artificial intelligence, and address the challenges of an aging workforce by attracting new talent.
The growing tax debt, we are sitting with around 513 billion rands. SARS has not had substantial write-offs of its debt book. There is still an opportunity that we can be able to leverage that. There is an issue around acceleration of e-commerce. We have done away with the flat rate of 20% on goods that are coming in.
The World Meteorological Organization is strengthening heat early warning systems through its Early Warnings for All initiative, which seeks to protect people worldwide from dangerous weather and climate events. Between the year 2000 and 2019, extreme temperatures caused around 489,000 heat-related deaths annually. The program also supports countries in creating heat health action plans and ensuring vulnerable groups receive timely alerts. And finally, the second annual Namibia National Women's Conference took place in the Ohangwena region over the weekend, focusing on creating safer environments for women and girls. He is the founder and organizer of the National Women's Conference 2025, Philemon Amolongo, better known as DJ Munene.
People are being killed, people are taking their own life, people are abusing themselves domestically, mentally, physically and financially due to behavior that need to be change. But if the people have changed their behavior, we can live in a very peaceful country. That's why we are advocating for this. We are also going to expect tangible projects that are recommendation from these events. People are also giving recommendation not only on behavioral change, but we are also going to expect tangible projects that can also able to address the root cause of gender-based violence, such as high unemployment as well as mental problem.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.